Valentine's Night Mix with DJ One Gone. Rose Family Radio was gone for a couple of days, but I'm back, and I want to thank Miss Jackie for giving us the Rose Family Radio. The number is 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. I'm DJ One Gone, and man, call in and wish your loved one a happy love day. All right? All right. the sound of D'Angelo calling all ladies to the flow. All ladies to the flow. Wonderful ladies at that. It is the Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone Man, and it's a quiet storm jumping off tonight. Hey, so you can call in and wish your loved one a happy Valentine's, is that what you want to do, or just tell them you love them. Love is supposed to be shared every day, not just one day. So go on and celebrate it the way you celebrate it, but I'm going to celebrate it in truth. I love my wife every day, and I wake up every morning thankful that God gave her to me. Now I just got to keep her, huh? Here is a little love and happiness, Al Green on the Rose Family Radio.
Love and happiness, yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right, yeah. Love. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness. of love.
Raphael Sadiq with Good Man right here on the Rose Family Radio. Man, it is that time of the year where lovers come together and celebrate by spending your money. Ain't that something? I think that the love that you share should be every day. I'm getting better with that thing. I think I, you know, had a lot going on in my head that, you know, wasn't said. And I think a lot of us men are like that, right? We sometimes guard ourselves from other things in life, but we shouldn't guard ourselves from our mate, right? And so, hey, pray for me as I pray for you, because God's still working. It is the Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone. Just keeping it real, just keeping it real. And if you feel that it's real, going to call in and give a shout-out to your loved one. I'm going to give a shout-out to Miss Poole, who's put up with me through thick and thin, but she's still in it to win. Hey, I love you, baby. Here it is. This one's for my wife, y'all.
Yeah. Oh. No. I used to be the kind of brother thought I would never slow down. I used to swear that I don't even care what happens, but baby, right now it changed my mind. And it took some time, but now I understand I can be a better man. I never had a chance to meet a lover quite like you. You revealed another part in me, girl. Your love is tried and true.
Never
will I break your heart.
Never
will we ever part.
Never.
Can't believe I used to say it. I used to say
never
would I love this way.
Never
give my heart away. Never would this player hang his jersey up and leave the game. Never would have thought in a million years I would be here. That's why I say
never
would I know the truth.
Never
would I know that you would come into my life and make everything new. Oh, never would have thought I would take your hand. Girl, I swear I would never, 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 never say never again. Again, again. Baby, 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 baby. There ain't no question that I love you. I know we've had our ups and downs, but through the tears I know there is nowhere I can say I'd rather be now. You're my shining star, cause you got my heart and now I hold your hand, cause you made me a stronger man. I wish that I could place the whole world in front of you, but a man is just a man, so baby, here's my vow to you, babe.
Never
will I break your heart.
Never
will we ever part.
Never
can't believe I used to say it. I used to say
never
would I love this way.
Never
give my heart away.
Never
would this player hang his jersey up and leave again. Never would have thought in a million years I would be and that's why I say
never
had I known the truth.
Never
when I know that you would come into my life and make everything new. Oh, never would have thought
oh,
I would take your hand. Girl, I swear I would never, 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 never say never. From the day you came along I sung a brand new song that you're a special part of me. Before I had no clue, I was lost till I found you, baby. Hey, I'm proud to be yours, and I'm proud to say I can't believe that I used to say never would I love this way. Give my heart away. Never would this player hang his jersey up and leave the game. Never, no, 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 never, no, 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 no. I would never, 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 never say never again.
I found love in you. And I've learned to love me too. Never have I felt that I could be all that you see. It's like our hearts have intertwined into the perfect harmony. This is why I love you. And no other love will do. Every moment that you smile chases all the pain away. Forever and a while, in my heart is where you'll stay. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Anything, anything for you.
appreciate her for doing that, right? Hey, it is the Rose Family Radio. The number is 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. Hey, I know it's a holiday for some of us, and it's Lover's Day for others, right? And so I didn't want to take the full day off knowing that I was committed to do the Rose Family Radio every day of Black History. I'm going to get Mr. Henry Hawthorne to give us a moment of Black History in a minute. Right now, it's just for you lovers out there. Go ahead on and grab somebody that you know you love. If you're single, go grab your own mama, your daddy. Grab your baby. Grab somebody. Because we want a happy home. Here is Black Street with Happy Home.
Said you want pearls, big car, big house. You wanna be served? Tell me, lady, just what can you give? 'Cause I'm not just material things, babe. Clean, yeah. me through thick and through thin. There's no doubt we can make it, baby.
Sound of Blackstreet with Happy Home right here on the Rose Family Radio. I'm living in a happy home, and I hope that you're doing the same. I'll be right back after these commercials.
The Wise Words with One Gone Show on blogtalkradio.com featuring DJ One Gone. For requests, call 916-889-0105.
Hello.
8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time nightly.
The Wise Words with One Gone Show.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, that's for everyone out there. If you tap dance and you got it on recording and we can hear the tapping, send that. Hey, we'd like everybody that's talented to send in their work to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. And I'm quite sure we'll put it on. Hey, it is the Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ1Gone, and it is a lover's night right here on the Blog Talk Station. The number is 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. And this week and the rest of the month is Black History, right? And so let's have Black History forever. Forever I am black. As long as I'm breathing, I'm making history every morning that I wake up, and want you to do the same. You know, make your next move your best move. You didn't hear what I said? I said make your next move your best move, right here on the Rose Family Radio. That's the sound of Maxwell with Fortunate. I'm fortunate to have my wife in my life. I don't know about you on who you have, but for me, I got one that I'm fortunate for. Hey, it is A Moment in Black History with Mr. Hawthorne. Henry?
Hey, to you all. Yeah, man, you know, I've been looking at some stuff earlier in the day, you know, trying to get a clearer understanding of this black history. A lot of times, you know, we think black history, or should I say the history of Africans in America started with slavery. Of course, that's not true. And, of course, you know, we got one of them dead president celebrations coming up. Well, anyway, yeah. We often think, and I'm sure our young people often think that, you know, when they think about Black History Month or Black History Month is talked about, it's all about, you know, slavery. Black history started in slavery or some such, which is, you know, complete nonsense. But, you know, some folks would have us believe that, you know, that's where it was. And, of course, we know better than that. You know, there are a lot of DVDs out there that could shed a whole lot of light on that situation. But, you know, they're not widely publicized because when you think about history in itself, just think about that word, history. History, not obviously, but history. So we need to think back a moment and say, well, you know, before we were kidnapped, what was going on? And of course, it was. We had to do a little research. You probably heard me do a little research, find out what happened before we was kidnapped and brought here. Of course, some will tell you that we weren't kidnapped. We were brought here willingly. That when they landed in Africa and found these savages running around half naked, they felt it was their duty to civilize them. Of course, you know that's a crock. But anyway, you know, as we dig deeper and deeper and do more research, find out. He ran across some brothers when he first got here. And so when he checked with them folks that told him they speak with forked tongue, of course, they didn't believe him. No, Native Americans, how would they know anything about Negroes, as it were? Yeah, well, it was written somewhere where Columbus had written down in his journal entry talking about the Native Americans told him that there were some black-skinned people here that come from south, from the southeast in boats, yeah, trading in gold-tipped spears. Now, think about that, the southeast. Now, what kind of land do we have in the southeast? Oh, Florida, Seminoles, check it out. The Seminoles, there's some pretty dark-skinned folks. And so you know some other folks that discovered America had to get rid of them. Yeah, they tried and tried and tried, but wasn't happening. The Seminoles, said, please. We was here before you got here, and we'll be here before you've gone. And they never did conquer them. You know, they came to a peace treaty. Said, okay, we can't kick y'all behind, so hey, we're going to leave you alone. But then we're going to cut your resources off. So you got to come to us for resources. Well, you know how they do. Yeah. So I saw a recent, it was a PBS channel. Y'all to check out PBS sometimes because they come up with some pretty good information from time to time, like they was doing some exploration, some archaeologists were snooping around the Grand Canyon. That's right, Grand Canyon. And lo and behold, what did they find? Yeah, they found some African carvings in the cave in the Grand Canyon. Now, fancy that. Nobody ever told me anything about that when I was coming through school. In the Grand Canyon, some black African carvings. So, you know, if you think about it, back in the day, you know, they talked about world history and how it all started. And they talked about this group of folks called the Phoenicians. Yeah, they were great sailors. Of course, they forgot to mention the fact that they might have been a little dark-skinned. Yeah, that kind of slipped their minds. Excuse me. So, you know, herein lies a tale of, well, they didn't lie about it. They just left out a whole lot. They forgot to tell us about that part. Yeah, I wonder why. Okay, so, I mean, Grand Canyon, Southwest, Mexican. Now, just think about Mexicans and how they came about. Okay, so when them folks was coming out of Spain and Portugal, sailing the ocean blue, and they land in South America. Yeah, South America. Of course, they had to land there first because it was closer than North America. And they was, when they was doing a lot of their dirt in Africa, stealing and kidnapping folks, where did they light up first? That's right, South America. South America. And you know how them Spaniards and Portuguese did those in South and Central America. Dogged them out big time. Okay, but check this out. When Spain and Portugal was doing all this exploring, guess who ruled the roost? That's right, a group of folks out of North Africa. I think they called them Moors. Yeah, Moors. And they was in that area for about 800 years. Yeah, 700, 800 years, they say. So during that time, I'm quite sure they did a little exploring on their own. So when they took off from Spain and Portugal, looking for riches somewhere they could pillage and plunder, they had the Moors on board. So when they landed in Central and South America, what happened? Yeah, it mixed with the population that was there. Right. And so if you check it, when the Moors came with, what was some dude's name? I think Balboa and who was that other dude's name? I can't call his name, but yeah. So I'm sure that if you ask a Mexican, they'll probably tell you, you know, they have Spanish heritage. And of course, you know, they've been bamboozled too. And they say Spanish heritage. They forgot to mention the part about during that time, the Moors ruled most of Western Europe. Yeah. So, hey, so when they got here and mixed with the natives, and voila, what do you have? You have the Mexican. Okay. So if you go to Spain, they don't speak Mexican. Do they? No. They speak Spanish. But if you go to Mexico, what do they speak? Yeah. The higher caliber or higher class folks would probably say, yeah, we have Spanish heritage without even knowing where that heritage came from. But I would venture to say that when you mix Moors with the natives, you'll get a Mexican. Just saying. I wouldn't swear by it, but old Balboa, you know, he kept records. And one of his records said that when he got here, he made a record of seeing Negroes when they reached the New World. Yeah, how about that? Negroes, the natives who were already in Mexico. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, them brothers is here. You know, they done a thing or two. Well, you know how we do. Yeah, so we's all over this world long before the slavery thing hit. So, young folks, do a little research. Find out what was really going on before slavery hit, because if not, you're doing yourself a disservice. You know, our history started long before this slavery thing, long before. I mean, we were master shipbuilders. You might have thought some other folks built them boats, but do a little research, okay? A lot of folks will tell you that Africans couldn't have made it to the New World because they didn't have the skill and the resources to sail across the Atlantic. Well, that's double. I mean, if you paid any attention to world history, you know that Phoenicians were master shipbuilders. Of course, they didn't say nothing about them being black, which, of course, they weren't. I'm just saying. Okay. Do your research. You'd be surprised. You come up with a lot of stuff that you're not going to find in the history books. Okay, like the giant stone heads in central Mexico, put there by the Olmec, O-L-M-E-C, civilization. Yeah, it was a civilization in what they called Mesoamerica. Okay, it was deemed the mother culture of Mexico. And the civilization is dominated by Africans. All right? So check it out. Long before old Chris hit town talking about, ooh, I mean, discovered a new land. All right. I've been your ear long enough. I've had my 15 minutes of fame. So, like I say, do your research. Find out what went on before. All right.
Mr. Henry Arthorn with the moment of black history. Mr. Arthorn, now one thing I know Tuthay Patel, he can get long-winded, but he got so much knowledge, you got to sit back and put that down and write it down and spit that back out, because, you know, we don't understand it until we write down what he said. And, man, I wrote down a few things he said, man. And he said, first of all, do your research. That's why so, and we just celebrating Love Day. Hey, Henry, thank you for your call and, man, the information. Henry?
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
All right. Hey, Mr. Henry, so tell them how they can reach you, because I know you have a nonprofit going on, and it's an entrepreneurial training. Can you let the folks know what that is about and who you are?
Okay.
Mr. Henry?
Can we get together? Yes, sir. We can work it out.
Oh, no, I'm waiting on you.
As an entrepreneur. You know, some people have to start their own business. You know, whether you go into business or not, you should know how to start your own business, you know, as a backup, an option. If you know how to put together a business plan, you'll never be unemployed, okay? And we can show you how to do that. Yeah, go check us out, our website, www.yeswecanworkitout.org. Or for more information, you can reach me at area code 916.
Oh, that's the phone.
All right,
Henry. I'll give them the information again. That's Mr. Henry Hardthorn from WeCanWorkItOut.com. Also, the number is 916-705-7421. That's 916-705-7421. Mr. Henry Hawthorne, thank you again. It is the night that lovers hold hands, and I'm going to give you something like this. Man, them Isleys was bad. Ain't was, they still popping. Hey, Mr. Big, yeah, he's still popping, man. Him and Charlie Wilson. Uncle Charlie, man, he got it going on, man. I love how my brothers, you know, made it 50 years. Both of them, I know they've been in the game 50 years, straight up. That's a lot of time. And still gigging. Oh, is my mic on? Well, happy love day to y'all, man. It's Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone, and man, I'm just ecstatic. Tonight's a good night. I got my big OG. You know, one thing I know and two things for sure, Mr. Henry told me, say, you know what? I said, what? He said, man, every youngster need an OG. And you know what? That's my OG, man. So shout out to Mr. Henry. Thank you for calling in, Henry. Again, the We Can Work It Out is doing a lot of training this year. In 2022, We Can Work It Out will be hiring some youth, taking these youth from one point to another in finances, right? The entrepreneurship program is beautiful. Also, they have a substance abuse program from the Omni, Family Matters. He didn't tell you all his business, and so I got to give you some of it. So go to www.yeswecanworkitout.org or .com. And go ahead and sign up for some of them trainings, man. They're free. And, man, and all he wants you to do is really understand what he's trying to convey to you. It's normally for youth, but everybody needs to learn how to put a budget together. And if you can do that, Mr. Henry said, if you got a business plan, you'd never be broke. Oops. My radio is turned up, and so was my mic.
Yeah. We're doing this one for all the ladies. H-Town Boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke for the 9-3, you know what I'm saying? Cause we will be knocking the boots. G.I., Shazam, Dino. They gonna do a little something for you real sexy like, you know what I'm saying? Hey yo, check the verse.
Last night I thought back to when we made good love. Listening to some more Marvin Gaye all night long. Now I want that old thing back. Make these moments once again perfect. So won't you, I do it for her, babe. Good love and body rocking, knocking boots all night long. Hey. Until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, oh, come on, turn the lights down and let me get on it. Yeah. Cause when I do to me and you, it'll be so right. Yeah. Give me some good love. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking,
babe. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, that's all I need.
Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking
devil. I feel so good. I'm so addicted to making love to you, baby. All night long, baby. All night long, long. Good loving body, rocking, knocking boots all night long. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on.
Cause when I do to me and you,
I can't go through a whole session without playing that. That's H-Town, y'all. That's one of them ones, right? Anyway, it's Wise Words with One Gone Show. We're representing the Rose Family Radio for Black History Month of Wellness, right? And so we want to thank Sierra Health Foundation, the TIWP, for making this possible. Also, we want to thank Ms. Jackie and the South Sacramento Wellness Center for allowing us to have this show. Man, let's give all them thanks out, you know, to give them their roses while they still breathing. Oops, my mic's on. Here's Keith Sweat. Make it last forever.
Make it last.
I told you, hey, it is that night. It's love night. I'm going to tell you that, and I'm going to get it right. I got the good songs from way back yonder, and I'm bringing them to you now.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. Just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and say a second to give to me that magic you make. And every day, love me your own heart away with a smile.
Oh,
Stop what they're doing and start harmonizing. Oh, my mic's on. Hey, it is the Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone Man, and it is Month of Wellness right here. And so we're giving y'all a shout-out, man. Y'all make sure y'all wear y'all masks and wash your hands and give it a little distance, man, because y'all getting outrageous. You're smoking blunts behind each other. Oh, yeah, I seen you. You watching the game. I peeked in there and y'all drinking behind each other. Oh, yeah, I seen you. Hey, man, the thing is serious, man. A month of wellness. Think about it. Know about it and use it. Wear your mask. It is Rose Family Radio. I'm going to keep this thing moving. Let's go to a couple of commercials, and I'll be right back at you.
Tree City, what up? It's your boy, Gatlin. You are now tuned in to Wise Words with One Gone on Blog Talk Radio. Cheer!
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention, sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, not only that, if it's clean radio edit music, I'm going to make sure I get you on 97.5 if it's hip-hop, because I'm on Hip-Hop After Dark every Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. on KDEE 97.5. So if you send your music over at DJ1Gone at yahoo.com and it's radio ready, I'm going to take the streets to the radio, and so we'll play your thing, all right? That's once again, DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. I don't care if you tell jokes. If they clean and they building our folks up and I like it, I'm going to put you on. For real. Hey, it is the Rose Family Radio. And, man, I got the boys, the men on bending knee coming at you in a minute, man. But I just want y'all to know, man, on this love day, man, you should love each other every day. Don't just let this be the day you go spend $100, $200, $300, $400, $500, and you ain't really got that in your heart. Get it in your heart first and then go spend it out your pocket. That's just some wise words from One Gone now.
Driving me insane.
That's the late, great Teddy Pendergrass. He was so bad, they didn't even call his whole name. They called him TP. Hey, it is Family Radio, man, and I'm just about out of here. 9 o'clock, got to go. Hey, but I just wanted to let y'all know, love yourself, hey, man, because only you can know how to treat you the way you want to be treated. I'm gone. Here is Tina Marie with some young love for y'all love. I'm out of here. One gone.
I'm know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you ever afford?
Cause I need somebody who will stand by me,
yeah.
Through the good times and bad times, he would always be right there. Sunny days, everybody loves them. Tell me, baby, can you stand the rain?
I'm not asking just for you, girl, to make it last. I'll do whatever needs to be done.
Oh, hit me. All the chronic in the world can be a message. You're the ultimate high. You know what I'm saying, baby? Now check this out.
Take my money, my house and my car, for one hit of you, you can have it all, baby, cause making love, every time we do, girl, it hurts that rough, cause I'm an addict of you.
Oh, you, baby.
Baby, yeah.
Can I do that to you, sweetheart?
I just wanna love you and kiss you and hold you so tight. Oh, baby.
Break it on down, all the way down. break it down, baby. I'm here to do work, baby. So what you here to do? I know you got something special on your mind. Is that true?
Yeah.
I'm here to do work, baby. And I wanna do it with you.
You say you wanna slow jam. Then listen up, girl. I wanna whisper music in your ear that'll rock you, rock you, rock your world.
What's my name, love?
I'll ask you again and again and again and again. Scream, 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 and oh, yeah.
What's my name, baby? This is a secret. Nobody will know. Oh yeah, you got to break it on down and down and down. Ooh, we got to break it down. If you're with this, then let me hear you say.
joy she brings me.